green roads. Does that sound like an oxymoron to you? Not according to civil engineer Steve Mensch of the University of Washington. Mensch says there are ways to make the roads we use more responsive to the environment, greener. KOW's Kim Malcolm met up with him to hear about one road that really raised the bar.
So we are in the Totem Lake neighborhood of Kirkland, and there are a few car dealerships around, and we're looking at a new road, and it's lined with some brand new trees, and it's got some new bright striping on it. And Steve, tell me a little bit about this road.
This is 120th in Kirkland, and actually it's interesting because it's actually a new road. You don't actually get brand new roads a whole lot, but there was an opportunity to make one here. This one is actually the highest scoring road in the Green Roads Sustainable Roadway Certification System ever.
Ever?
Ever. Which is...
In North America?
In the world.
In the world.
In the world. Yeah. There's still room for improvement. They haven't topped anything out yet, but I think, you know, this road, which you look at it, it's like about 800 feet long. So it's not very long.
It's pretty short.
No, it's not very long, and you might drive right by it or look at it and say, hey, it's nothing special. But I think if you look closer, it actually is, and it sort of demonstrates what's possible.
Now, I see that there was a choice here to put in trees, and we're in the middle of, I'd describe it as a kind of business, kind of industrial area. Why did they choose to put trees in?
Well, a couple of reasons. Sort of most obvious is we like trees. And that sounds trivial, but it isn't, right? We've done a lot of thinking about this at Green Roads. Exactly why do we put trees in where we do? And probably the biggest reason in an urban area is we like trees. It makes us feel better. And then also maybe one of the less obvious reasons, you can see some of these trees are right over storm drain inlets.
Right.
And you can see the little stamp on the road that says, you know, dumpster goes directly to Lake Washington.
Right.
And those trees are there to actually clean water. If you look at it, it's basically a box with dirt, amended soil, and a tree in it. And we kind of figured out a while ago as a community that builds roads that, you know, one way we can actually clean the water that flows off the road is to just sort of look at how nature does it and mimic that.
Well, so those are some of the features that we can see.
Mm-hmm.
What about the elements of the road that we cannot see?
I like these a lot. And you can't see these. For instance, if you look at the asphalt on the road, it looks like any other asphalt. But I could tell you that 20% of it is recycled from old asphalt. And I can tell you that all of it was made with a process that's typically called warm mix asphalt, which has all sorts of benefits from less energy use to heat it. And I'll tell you, you can't smell warm mix asphalt.
Really?
Yeah.
So tell me about recycled asphalt. Does that happen regularly? Is that a standard practice?
Yeah, that's a good question. And the answer is it happens almost always. It turns out asphalt is one of the most recycled materials in America, more so than anything that you typically recycle at home.
Like more than plastic, more than paper?
Absolutely. And the reason that is, one, it's expensive to throw away. And two, you can actually reuse it in new asphalt, and it's beneficial, and it makes the new stuff cost less. Rock is still a rock.
Right.
Stays there in the ground. It's a rock 50 years later. We can use it again.
I'm standing at 120th Street in Kirkland with civil engineer Steve Mensch. It's a brand new road, and it just won the highest green road certification from an international rating organization. What about the future? What kind of impact is this going to have in the years to come on the environment?
Well, that's a good question. And I would expand it beyond the environment and also include the community. You know, over the last couple of decades, I think we've evolved the way we think about roads. And they're really ways that people get from one place to another. So you and I can walk, we can ride our bike, we can take the car, all of those things. And then environmentally, we can think about the water that falls on or near the road. And then you can also think about all the materials it takes to make this road, all the concrete for the sidewalks, the asphalt for the street. We've actually used less virgin materials, so we have to dig less out of the earth. I think one other thing to realize is for years, we've kind of gone about designing roads and building roads kind of according to the regulatory minimum. Sort of, you know, tell me what the minimum is and that's what we'll do. Other things that you do in life, people don't do that, right? They want to do good. They want to do better. And so now I think that opportunity exists for roads.
So at the end of the day, a green road is still a road.
Sure.
How green can a road possibly be?
Sure, that's a good question. I think maybe the sentiment you're expressing there is somehow roads enable single occupant vehicle car travel, and that's not something we want more of. And you know, the dirty little secret is roads aren't going away anytime soon. They just aren't. So to ignore them and pretend that all roads are bad, I think is wasting a huge opportunity to improve the community and the environment around these things.
Steve Mensch is a civil engineer. He works with Green Roads Foundation. They rate roads around the world on environmental standards. He spoke to Kim Malcolm.